Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Nathan Gorman, and in this very special episode, we're actually going to help you unpack Tournament, why you should be part of it, and what it's actually for. Today, I have some very special guests. I have Paz and Sarah from the Kevin Murphy Network, and I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. We're so happy to be here talking about Tournament.
Fantastic. Now, tell me, where are you today, Sarah, in the world?
So I'm actually in our home office in Salt Lake City. So our North American home office, right, located in Salt Lake City.
Great. And you, Paz?
And I'm in my own home office in UK, sunny UK.
Fantastic. It says your network is struggling. I hope that doesn't mean anything ominous for us today, listeners. So Paz and Sarah really lead the charge with Tournament at Kevin Murphy. They've put a lot of work into it. You'll be familiar with them as hosting the Facebook page and all of that. We do know that in peak festive seasons, like retail can do 20 to 30 times the turnover. Everyone's buying something. But we're actually on a mission to find the salons and stylists who are actually doing this. So we know that Kevin Murphy Tournament is a business initiative. It is designed to help salons drive retail and capture a bigger share of consumer spending during a time where we are, you know, the money's flying out.
Yeah, it's take also advantage of it.
Absolutely. It's also a sales competition, and we want to really recognize those individual stylists and also the salons as well. And it's a learning community. So what would you say to those three points?
I think that, I mean, Tournament's a time, we always love a little bit of healthy competition in the salon. And we have this on two levels. So we have our global competition when it comes to Tournament, but we have that in salon competition. And actually, maybe I might even add a third level. We have where we have this opportunity to compete against ourselves and grow year after year in our numbers and how we're sort of capitalizing on like that money during the holiday season. As you said, like people are spending money, people are buying gifts, they've been saving up all year for it. So it's, you know, we're busiest salon in the salon as hairdressers anyway. So it's even kind of taking a little bit more of that share.
Absolutely. And Paz, so you really kind of lead this for the European market. What's happening over there?
It's been really exciting to see all different salons and team members, you know, really getting on board with the Tournament, getting excited in that. But mostly really they're so immersed with the brand and really taken on board with the education side of it, you know, training each and individual stylist, working as a team. And you really can see that when it comes to the Tournament too, how they all work together, but loving that healthy competition, as we call it.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you who haven't tuned in, I did a previous Conversations with Kevin episode with our CEO, Peter McDonald, and I ran through the prizes in that, but Tournament is 3 days in. It's not too late to join, is it?
No, it's never too late with the Tournament, which is great about that. You know, you can join even halfway through, which I think is fantastic because it really gives you that buzz and drive to catch up with everybody. So there's never too late. So guys, you know, you can even join right now.
Fantastic. And Sarah, what's happening in the North American market?
We've been really busy signing people up. I think for this year, we've had so much excitement as this is our third year with Tournament. And seeing people come back year after year and the excitement and growth has been so amazing to watch. I feel we're a bit more established this year in Tournament, and it's really been been an incredible thing to watch people get so excited.
Is that, does someone have a Pomeranian there in the background?
Sorry, it's Hugo. I'm trying to shut him up. Sorry.
Introduce Hugo to listeners, Pat.
Can I just shut the door 1 second?
In our salon here in Sydney, we tend to use the wall charts because people really enjoy actually marking up the products sold. We're actually incentivizing Tournament and running a simultaneous competition as well in salon. We're giving away a Dyson Corral or, you know, things like that as well. So I think that that's an important way to actually incentivize all of that. So, Sarah, Just run us through very briefly the website kind of platform. And you know, I'm not going to ask you to get too granular on how to enter your detail, but just very quickly, thank you.
Yeah, so it's a really easy to use streamlined platform that you can access on your computer. You can also access on your mobile phone, where we're spending a lot of our time anyhow. It's simple, just entering in your salon details, your personal details. And then as it goes, as we go through week after week with tournaments, it's just about entering the units sold in. It pops up. It's very streamlined. The prompts are really easy to use. So the intent was to make it really user-friendly and something that a hairdresser can use on the go.
Yes. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you. But you both had some conversations with winners from last year. So, Paz, I'd like you to introduce the winner that you actually spoke to, because you're actually playing a bit of a dual role with Sarah in this.
Thanks, Nathan. I had the honour to meet Robert Starry, who has a beautiful salon in Prague. He has a team members, like 5 stylists in his salon. And it was really great to see, even, you know, it doesn't matter if your salon is big or small, everyone is part of the tournament, and you never know, you know, anyone, everyone's a winner kind of thing, really. And what was great about Robert's salon is how they really display their products with descriptions and that. And every client actually walked out with a product or two.
That's amazing. Okay, well, listeners, let's actually cut to that and have a listen to Sarah and Paz discussing Robert Starry in Prague, one of our tournament winners for 2022.
Hi everyone, I'm Sarah Lund here. I have with me my friend and counterpart, Paz, from the UK. Paz had the opportunity this year to interview one of our big tournament winners, Robert Starry. So we're going to ask Paz some of the questions and some of the insight that she gained from Robert in the time that she got to speak with him. How are you doing today, Paz?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, everyone. It's so nice to be here. And yeah, really excited to share Robert's story.
Yeah, he was such a, like, you know, great participant and did so well in the tournament. So I think, you know, what he'll have to say is really brilliant for the rest of, for our listeners out there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, Robert has got a lovely salon in Prague and he's got a wonderful team. So, yeah, it was really nice to go in and watch them work, be with them, spend some time with them, you know, for the day. And, you know, like you said, I had a great opportunity to interview him as well.
Excellent. So I think what we'd like to hear from Robert, especially with being such a healthy participant or being such a great participant in tournament and a big winner in tournament, is, you know, getting to know, like, how he did it, right? Let's get the insights. I would say the best place to always start is asking about the consultation. So, Paz, let us know how Robert and his team used the consultation to gather information.
Well, so I asked Robert this question because what was interesting in Robert's salon is, like, where he had the retail stand, he had this description of each regimen as well. And I was like, this is really good. You know, like, he really gave so much details and had it really nicely displayed with the products and regimen. So I asked him, like, you know, about the consultation, and he said, you know, whether the customers are using suitable products or not, the most important question he really asked was, are they detoxifying their hair? You know, he really started that conversation where it sort of threw the client a little bit, but it made the client ask more questions, or what do you mean by that? And, you know, and then that gave Robert and the team that indication, are clients using the products correctly? Do they understand what hair products are? You know, and it really opened up to talking about the skincare for your hair philosophy.
Oh, amazing. It sounds like just that one little question can open up and really, really get the client interested in learning more in the educational component. So I think one of the things that every hairdresser faces is one of the problems or issues that every hairdresser can face is keeping up that motivation and making sure that they're speaking to each and every client. So I think the listeners would love to hear how Robert himself and how his team stays motivated to speak to every single one of their clients about product needs.
Yeah, this was really like, you know, again, I mean, Robert gave so many great advices and things like that about staying motivated, like, you know, not just him himself, but the whole team as well. And he always says that they start with this phrase with their clients. He's like, right, tell me your idea of what hair and what products you use or should be. His biggest thing was that he said a couple of times when I interviewed him was that he didn't want to influence the client too much. Mm-hmm. He wanted to obviously understand the client more and see how much the client actually knows about hair, how about products, how to use them, what tools they use, how do they blow dry the hair, what is their routine. And then, of course, you know, he would then add to that and give his kind of diagnosis and opinion.
I love that. It's kind of getting that raw, like real answer before he kind of adds his piece to it. That's really great.
Yeah, he's trying to walk through the client's day-to-day routine for him to then be able to, you know, recommend the right kind of products or kind of right style that is just right for that individual client.
Amazing. So I would really like to take this a step further. We know that his kind of initial discovery process, but how do we kind of take this a step further and continue to discover what our clients need? So when it comes to like Robert and his team, what kind of questions did they use to get their clients to open up even further on their hair concerns and their hair needs?
What they do is walk the client through at the backwash on what they've actually recommended and why by taking the client through step by step. So they'll ask like further questions like, okay, so, you know, do you exfoliate your hair? Do you detoxify your hair? Do you know the difference between it? Do you know what it will do, the benefits from it? The reason why we're recommending this is because it will help remove kind of product buildup. It will help remove any kind of excess, you know, oils or like dirt, anything like that. And then we're going to move on to the wash. But they're doing all this, not just in the chair when they're talking to the client, but they actually are getting the client to touch and feel and take them through the whole process while they're doing it at the backwash as well. So the questions that they're asking in the chair, they continue to ask open questions like, how does that feel? How does that sound to you? Would that work for you in your day-to-day routine? Will this work for you? You know, I know you're busy and things like that, but would you be able to? How do you apply the product? So show me how you do it. So every question they ask the clients, how do they feel about it? Instead of saying, you must do that. Do you feel that mm-hmm. this is, are you able to carry out what I'm recommending? Because if you are, this is what you're going to get. It's a bit like, for me, when I sat and listened to him, it's a bit like going to the beautician. And, you know, when the beautician's doing their different kind of rituals on your skin, they talk you through everything. So I said that to Robert. It's a bit like going to get a facial done. And when they talk you through applying each product, they are reminding the client, because you've said that your hair felt a bit like dry and brittly, oh, this is what I'm going to do. And this is the product I recommend. So the client totally understood what they're getting, why they're getting it. And they're definitely going to walk out with their dream hair.
Ah, I love that. That's so incredible. I think to me, it just sounds like the team has this like kind of unending curiosity with their clients and just getting them to speak so much and making them part of the process. It's such a thorough like consultation that's like, you know, that they're participating in, that the client's participating in. I love the sound of it. I think it sounds so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Paz, thank you so much for bringing everything that you learned from Robert to our listeners on Conversations with Kevin. You know, it's always great to present with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, welcome back. That was really insightful, guys. Thank you for taking us through
thank
that.
You.
Sarah, what was your biggest kind of take home from that conversation?
It's always so great to hear like stylists out there in salons out there leveling up their professionalism when it comes to retail sales and how they communicate with their clients and making that take-home product, making the product to solve problems for their clients a priority in their business and seeing the payoff from that.
Fantastic. Great. So next, Sarah, I do know that you spoke to Amy Van Loo. If you could tell us all about Amy and introduce your next segment, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So Amy is from Iowa City, and she works at a salon called Avinson Salon. And what I love about Amy, I had the opportunity to meet her actually in a session salon class, and just seeing her drive for Kevin Murphy, her passion for the business was really impressive. But furthermore, her salon has participated in tournaments since the very first year, and they have been very, very active in their participation. They've been active on the Facebook page, supporting other hairdressers, adding content and insight, sharing information. And it's just been a real pleasure to see how they've grown year after year with their tournament participation. And, you know, talking to Amy, they have attributed retail growth to the excitement that the salon generates around the tournament every single season.
Okay, fantastic. Let's listen to that.
Hi, Conversations with Kevin. I am Sarah Lund. I am here with one of our tournament participants from 2022. Really excited to talk. So let me introduce you to Amy Van Lowe. She is from Avinson Salon from Iowa City. How are you today, Amy?
I am doing well. And yourself?
Excellent. Happy to be here and so happy to have you on Conversations with Kevin.
Likewise.
So we're here just to speak to get a little bit of that stylist perspective on the benefits of tournament, the benefits of joining tournament, and really why, you know, being part of tournament and participating in tournament is good for business and how it helps you grow business. So my first question to you, Amy, from a business perspective, how did tournament help you personally grow?
Yeah, that is a great question. When tournament happens, we all kind of hone back into like what and why we are behind the chair, right? It gets us excited. It helps me grow because I take a dive back into the products and I always pull something new out and I like to share that with my clients, right? Likewise with the other stylists in the salon, we all kind of hone in onto our favorite product and we really kind of dive into that. But and then we get to share that with our clients behind the chair. So if we're passionate behind the chair about a product and believe in it, you know, it pretty much kind of just goes off the shelf itself without having to push it too hard at all.
Yeah. So it just, yeah, it kind of sells itself in that way. They kind of read off your passion and feel it and get excited.
Exactly. And it's kind of like it's honestly like a reconnect into product, right? And what that can do for us and for them behind the chair, and to recreate the looks behind the chair at home, though. That's the huge thing. So.
Ah, amazing. Yeah, that's a great tip. I guess I would ask too, when it comes to a team, because I knew you guys were so great on the Facebook page. We saw you out there. We saw you participating, kind of taking advantage of like all of the things that come along with tournament. But I would just be interested, like when it comes to a team perspective, did you feel like you had any like growth from your team?
Yeah, not only like our salon team, but the Kevin Murphy team and the Facebooks, you're reaching out globally from different salons. And obviously, like there's the North America side of it as well. And team wise, it's it kind of is humbling and it brings us all together as well. You know, there's a friendly competition within the salon. You know, we do little things that kind of amp things up. But the Facebook is just a nice, you know, like a question and answer and learning what works in our city might be different that works in a different city, right? Or what are they doing? And, ooh, I really like that idea. Can we do that too? You know, and it's not a jealousy. It's not like a cold, hard, you know, out to get you competition. It's a very friendly competition. And it's definitely team drive for sure, you know?
I love that. I think that's so great. I mean, that's the whole point of tournament and why it was created, for hairdressers to learn from other hairdressers, you know, and get that kind of peer-to-peer voice. So that's amazing to hear. I love hearing that. I feel like you might have already said this, but I'd like to get, you know, your kind of perspective and ask directly, but what would be the biggest advantage to participating in tournament from a stylist perspective?
I'd say to participate, it really kind of puts the reason why you're behind the chair and the passion back into it. And it gets you kind of revived and excited, you know, to do something, and you're learning along with others and like what your clients, even though you've been doing this certain client's hair for a long time, right? We forget that we need to ask them what they need and what they want. So it's just really kind of honing back in and coming back down to where we started and the sense of community that you find through the Facebook groups. You know, put yourself out there, and, you know, if somebody, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I happened to like obviously get on the Facebook page again just recently, and once you told me, just kind of like refreshed my mind, and just some of the feelers that you guys put out there, the more participants and likes and comments you get to go back through and simply liking that and then putting a video out there of what you've done or what we do, you know, helps motivate other stylists and salons. So it's a win-win situation, you know. What's the worst that happens? You know, you get a new community within the Kevin Murphy, you know, family. So
yeah, you can't argue with that, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that the things that you learned, that kind of motivation that you gained during tournament, like, does that help to sort of carry you throughout like the rest of the year, like after tournament or after we get into the new year?
It definitely does. I absolutely, like, you can see that energy going into it, the busyness of, you know, going to fall, huge things change fashion wise, you know, and style wise. So it's at a perfect time with the change of the seasons. Carry that on through the new year and just throughout. Obviously kind of gets a little bit of a low, but now that we're starting to talk about competition again now, and it's August, right? Gets us kind of amped up, pumped up, what we're going to do to prep for the busiest time, quote unquote, for stylists in the salon. So why not get a little head start and get everything set up so that we can kind of come in with a strong
I love that. I guess like the last kind of question is the last thing I have for you. It's not a question so much in this one, but if you could, you know, we have people from all over the world that are listening to our podcast today. So if there's something that you can share with our listeners, some motivation or some tips to help get them involved and have success with tournament, what would that be?
Sure. So thinking about that, like on a bigger note, rather than just in our town, like globally, right? We have to think about Instagram as global, right? What, as a stylist, do we, as we're mindlessly scrolling or not mindlessly scrolling, what do we pick out that grabs our attention? And that's something that we want to recreate, right? I feel like a lot of our clients like to see us behind the chair, but also like us in our own routine, how we make our waves, how we do this, you know, and create videos, stories with that, that make what people want to click on that, you know, since everything's so digital. And like, we're all guilty of mindless scrolling on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, right? So why not be the face behind that? And we, you know, it's great if you look your best, but even sometimes just in the raw, you know, like if, you know, you have wet hair, this is how I style my hair and this is what I use, might work for me, but that brings up questions behind the chair. Like, oh, I like how you did that, but my hair texture is different. That just opens the world of possibilities to bring that to your clients and personalize it for them.
Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. Thank you so much. Amy, will you tell the listeners where they can find you on social media? What is your Instagram handle?
Yes, absolutely. So it is hair.by.amyvanloh. And that's AmyVanloh. So Hair by Amy Van Loh. Yep. And you can also follow our salon page and find everybody there. And that's Avenson Salon.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for jumping on and taking time out of your day and for being on Conversations with Kevin.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure and exciting. Thank you so much.
Great, Sarah. Thank you. That was a wonderful conversation. Welcome back, listeners. We're discussing all about tournament. We're actually talking to some past winners, because one of the things about tournament is creating the video library, isn't it, Paz?
Absolutely. And creating that video library is all about learning from one another as well. And, you know, really sharing the tips and tricks of the each and everyone's successes, but how they actually got there and how they actually really take on board on training one another or working together or giving their own kind of inputs to help one another and each other grow as well.
Fantastic. As we mentioned at the beginning, we believe that stylists who truly understand and nurture their clients and are really good communicators are the busiest and most successful in any salon. So we want to find these consistently booked out stylists, but we want to also help them drive retail sales at a busy time of year. So as I said, it is a business initiative. It is a salon sales competition, but it's also, more importantly for us in education, Sarah and Paz, a learning or an education opportunity as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
100%. I think there's such a great opportunity for us to like grow our business with selling more retail without adding more hours to our day, which is so important.
That's right. Now, I really, on behalf of everyone in the network, want to extend a very warm thank you to both Sarah and Paz for hosting the Facebook page. We're starting to see some great content being posted, aren't we?
Absolutely. We're just loving all the new posts. We're loving all the retail stands. We can't wait, you know, for all the stylists to share their tips and tricks and how they actually are having those conversations with their clients too.
Great. Okay. So we have all the assets we need. We've got the scoreboards. We've got the website platform. We've got the Facebook group. We're obviously recording a Conversations with Kevin. We've got videos from Peter McDonald and Kevin himself. Sarah, as you close, where will we find all these assets? How will listeners actually get there?
So to be fair, most of those assets all exist on the Facebook page. So if you come to Kevin Murphy Tournament on Facebook, a lot of those assets will be throughout the feed or pinned to the top of the page for easy access.
Great. And if we're not there, it's God, I sound like I'm sending a carrier pigeon in the 90s, listeners. It's the web address is simply www.kmtournament.com, and you can find it there. Conversations with Kevin, of course, is on our usual channels, and we have pro socials. We have Kevin Murphy Education on Instagram. We obviously have Session Salon on Instagram as well, and there will be lots of great content. So as we close, I'm Nathan Gorman. I would like to throw to Sarah and then Paz, but I'd like to say happy tournament, listeners. It's been great being here today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. Let's keep that Facebook page active. It's been amazing to see all the action this year. Thank you so far and can't wait to see where we go from here.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and good luck. We can't wait to see the successes in 2023.